brother. Welcome to the podcast. Stop crying, poser. Brand new microphone. Maybe the quality's better. Maybe it's not. But for the first time in Stop Crying, Poser history, you can see my left ear. Crazy, right? Let me shout out everyone who tuned in live right here on twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. We got iBook, Boy UK, Hand Me Up, Doom, FaZe, Lock, Captain, Canuck, 87, Solidiosis, Kid Archie, Venus, Die Traps, Vulgar, Tech, Sup, Israel, iBook Boy, iTexor, Kid Archie, and maybe a couple of lurkers deep within the confines of the internet. Here we are, Friday, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. Brand new microphone on the podcast, Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by In-N-Out, Burger King, and Taco Belliosis. You know why they call it Taco Bell? Because it fucks up your belly, and then it makes you shit all over the place, liquid gang. That should be a combo item you could get. You just go up there, hey, what would you like to have, a Taco Bell? I would like a liquid gang. Oh, one liquid gang, that'll be nachos, a quesadilla with extra squirt sauce, a lot of fire sauce to fuck up your belly more, meat in liquid form, and also a tostada and a Crunchwrap Supreme. Is that all? Yes, that's all. That'll be 19 cents. Pull up to your first window so I can get your order wrong, you piece of shit. They fucked us up the other day. Lily ordered a whole gang of shit. $27 at Taco Bell. I could have fed 9 homeless families with the amount of money we spent at Taco Bell. But you know what they left out? The cinnamon twists. And I wasn't mad about it. Lily loves the cinnamon twists. I don't know why. Just a dry, sweet pork rind. How do they make it? I don't know. Why is it so dry? I don't know. It's like a saltine cracker from the Holocaust drizzled with sugar. Ugh. Gross. Not a fan of that. You know when I was a fan of it, if you guys want to think back way back into the beginning of time when Taco Bell first came out. Maybe some of the old guys in the chat room remember this. When you walk up to the counter and they have a little water fountain kind of thing, a little fishbowl, and you drop a quarter in the fishbowl, and if you drop a dime and it lands on this one little pad, a little lily pad, you get like a free cinnamon twist. But oh, if you had the skills, if you dropped a quarter, bloop, then you would be able to win a burrito. Man, it was one of my favorite stories ever, traveling with Gonzo. I don't know why this is so funny to me. I've probably told the story before. We were in a Taco Bell on the road somewhere, probably in Arizona or California or wherever the fuck we were at. Utah, maybe. I'm in there. I drop one in. I get some cinnamon twists. I'm like, hey, excuse me. I want some cinnamon twists. They say, here you go. I say, cool, man. Thank you. Cinnamon twist. I just got free shit. Some kid behind me came. He dropped a quarter. He got it. And he nonchalantly, he just said, hey, burrito, no onions. I won. Like in the most disrespectful way. You're getting free food. And he just punked. He just punked the Taco Bell guy. Hey, right here. I just fucking won. No onions, bitch. Make it snappy, too. I just spent a quarter on this shit. Fucking hurry up. Just landed it. No onions. Hey. Hey, cancel that order. Stop talking to your actual customers. Stop what you're doing. No fucking onions, bitch. And me and Gonzo just died laughing. Also, they had some back in the day where I think it was just out of laziness. They're supposed to have water in them, because if you drop the coin into the water, it goes all over the place. It goes all up, left, right, down, falls through the water, and then lands. It's hard to land it right on this little pad. It's a little, like, pog-sized pad. Pretty tough to do. Some people, when they got it at their Taco Bell, they just left it with no water. So all you had to do was line it up just right and just drop it ever so softly onto it. Motherfucker, I could have survived for years. Now, though, I'm rich as fuck, even though I haven't applied for unemployment, which we'll talk about that in a little bit here. We only have one single news story today, but I'm going to talk about my life as if it's news. A lot of good news, a lot of bad news going on. The skate video that came out today was me doing fakie kickflip to board slide. Some people might call it half cab flip board slide. Some idiots out there might call it a lip slide, but those people are stupid. You should never, ever listen to them. I did not land a clean one. I'll tell you guys that. It's weird watching footage of yourself skating, knowing that you struggled for 2 hours. Then you watch the footage and it seems it appears sometimes that the answer is right in front of you. All I would have had to do while I was filming is just take a step back, look at my camera, watch what I'm doing wrong, and then reattempt the trick. So when I go back skating on Tuesday, I'm very confident I'm going to land my trick. Skating's like that. Just like Mario, for some reason. Have you guys ever been in this situation, whether it be skateboarding or maybe video games or maybe something else in life? I'm sure this could apply to a lot of things. I got to the point back in the day where, okay, I'll try this trick 100 times. I'm barely fucking getting it figured out. I can't do it. Let's call it a crooked grind. And then I finally, one day, I land my very first crooked grind. Finally, after 100 tries, I finally landed one. Now that I've landed one, I'm doing it 3 out of 4 tries. So it's weird. You can be so terrible at something and then instantly and immediately become great at it. It's weird how things work like that. 61 Flames in the chat says, same thing happened when I learned kickflips. Sometimes it's just like that. I've done it in Flat Bar Friday several times. I'll try a trick 1,000 times, and then I'll land one, let's say, nollie, crooked grind, shove it. I try it over and over and over again, because I haven't nollie crooked in a long time. Then I land one, and I go, holy shit, dude. It's going to take me another hour to get another one. And then boom! First fucking try. Same thing happened the other day. I did nollie shove at 50180. I tried and tried and tried. I was barely fucking getting it. I landed one after all day in the hot sun. I sat down. I watched the footage. I said, you know what? That's good enough. But I still have some energy. So you know what I'll do? I'll try it 5 more times. Guess how many times it took? It took 1 time. So it's weird that that things are like that. But I noticed that in Mario World too. I'll play a really, really hard level. And then I'll beat it once. Then I'll go back and try it again, and it's fucking 2 tries in. I don't know. That's just how life works, I guess. Speaking of the skate park and speaking of skateboarding, I was told that my local skate park, Bunker Skate Park, was open. I showed up filled with skateboarders, having a great time learning tricks. No little kids to piss me off, but both of the entrances were locked. So I've been in this situation before. It's a very fucking slippery slope with these skate parks because the marshals, sometimes if it's older people skating and the gates are locked, the marshal will get out and give you a fucking ticket. He will get out and harass you. I don't know why. That's just what the fuck they like to do. Marshals are kind of like park cops here. They're not like rangers, but they're just cops that only fuck with parks pretty much. I don't know the actual term of what they do, but that's what I know them as. They have 86'd me from that park before. They told me I couldn't come back for 6 months. You know what the fuck I did? I came back. I came back after a few weeks. And then every time I seen them coming, I fucking hid under the nine stair. I was like, man, I ain't about to get a ticket. Anyways, they actually 86'd me on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? Yeah, Christopher Columbus discovered America or whatever. We fucking herd up all the Indians and fucked them up and killed a bunch of turkeys. And guess what else happened? I got 86 from the skate park. Anyways, what happened was the marshals came up and I was like, well, fuck, I'm halfway to landing my trick. This is going to be awful. I'm going to get kicked out of the skate park. Not looking forward to this. Marshals came by. 2 fucking truck-filled of them. Truck-fulls. 2 motherfucking marshal trucks. You know what I'm trying to say. 2 of them pulled up, looked at everybody, and just left. You know what I think? I think if you're healthy enough to jump the fence, you're healthy enough to skate safely. Now, who wants to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack sent directly to you if you live in the great country of America? I'm not saying other countries suck. I'm just saying if you live in America, shipping's cheaper. So that makes it better. So fuck you, other countries. Nah. You suck. It's America. This you can win. Do you want to win this? Give me a oh hell yeah in the chat. Well, all you have to do is answer this trivia question correctly. And it shouldn't be that hard. Speaking of America, when was the United States of America founded? What day and what year? That's all you got to know. And then you get a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. Looking at these stickers, red, white, and black, that's almost the colors of the American flag. It should be. Should be red, white, and black. I don't even know why. Why is it blue? Because the sky is blue? Because the sea is blue? Because Columbus sailed the ocean blue? I don't give a fuck about that shit. Red, white, and black. That'd be a badass flag. I'll tell you what. Kid Archie says 1772. Discorrect. Discorrect. Incorrect. What an idiot. Kid Archie says on a Tuesday. Might have been. iBookBoy said 1757 in April. Fuck. Hell no, you goddamn European bitch. The answer, Vulgar Tech got it correctly. July 4th, 1776. I had to look that up because I had no idea. I celebrate July 4th, though, and it's coming up. I can't wait to buy some fireworks. The shot spotters are going to be all lit up on that night. So, Vulgar Tech, send me your information either on a DM here or on Discord or on Instagram. Send me your information. I will send you your prize. Congratulations to the winners. To all the losers, fucking suck it. God damn it. Now, speaking of political shit, since we're talking about America and whatnot, I have a question. Actually, it's not just a question for Americans, it's a question for everybody. Are you guys experiencing the same type of civil unrest as I am here in Nevada? It seems like everyone here disagrees about everything on every topic coronavirus related. They've shut down our entire city, and I imagine our city's much more like hospitality oriented. There's way more restaurants here than most of where you guys live. There's way more hotels here than where most of you guys live. If you have a job, you're most likely working a job where you work around a lot of people. And having all of that shut down is really, really affecting our economy, and it's really got people fucking mad. And I know everyone's getting mad all over the country and all over the world, but here it's like another level. People, our governor's definitely, absolutely going to get voted out. Whenever they vote for that shit again, he is gone. They hate him here. There's a lot of people that like him, but a lot of people that hate him. And I was wondering if that's happening where you guys are at too. iBookBoy says, no, the English are nearly as polite as Hong Kong residents. I don't know if that's a joke, but if it isn't, I'm going to make it into a joke sometime. Hey, knock, knock, who's there? How polite are English people? How polite are English people who? They're nearly as polite as Hong Kong residents. You fucking bitch. You answered the door for an Englishman. Vulgar Tech says, yeah, it's spreading. Folks are getting stir crazy. Hammy of Doom says, people are storming government buildings with ARs and coughing on each other. Just because, I guess. Yeah, so I just wanted to check in with you guys. Hopefully you guys are able to survive through this thing, because it is mentally draining for me to go on Facebook. Partially because I typically like to weigh in on issues like this, but I don't know what the fuck the facts are. There's so much disinformation and misinformation and people that think they know what they're talking about that actually don't know what the fuck they're talking about, and I don't know who to believe. One person can send me to this website, one person sends me to that website, one person says wear a mask. One thing I don't appreciate though is it's like people are guilting other people into everything. Everything is like a weird forced guilt trip. Like, I don't want to wear a mask. Okay, you don't want to wear a mask. I hope you're happy because you just want people to get sick. That doesn't make you feel guilty or shameful. You want old people to die untimely. That's what you want. No, I just don't want to wear the mask. I'm not in public. I'm in my backyard. Wow, you hate old people. Wow, you don't feel guilty about that? Everything's a weird guilt trip. And if you go, it works the other way too. Hey, you idiots, you just want to listen to the government and let them tell you exactly how to dress and what to do all the time, you fucking sheep? That doesn't make you ashamed? You don't feel guilt for letting the government decide how your life is, you fucking idiot? And everyone's just guilting each other and, like, shaming each other, and it's fucking really draining to see that on Facebook. It's tearing families apart. Not that I really care. I think For me, the frustration comes with not knowing the answer. I am one of those guys, as you can see in my weekly series, Ninja Review, I'm one of those guys who likes to be right about shit. If you're doing a kickflip sloppy, I like to tell you. If I know the answer to a math problem and you get it wrong, even in school, I'd be the first one like, no, it's fucking 9. The answer's 9. Jacob's a retarded kid. I know the answer, it's 9. And then everyone's like, Steven, we know. Just let the retarded kid say the wrong answer, you fucking asshole. That's me. I like to be right about everything. And when it comes to this, I'm not right about anything. Like, I don't know what the real answer is. I keep hearing that coronavirus can go through the mask. I keep hearing some people say the mask is actually bad for your lungs. I don't see how that could possibly be true. Some people say the mask doesn't actually filter out anything. Some people say the mask is for not spreading your liquid fucking particles through the air. I don't fucking know. You want to know why I don't know? Because nothing's believable anymore. It's not like the good old days where, a plane crashes into the building and you know that was a setup. No. These days, they make it confusing. They make it confusing to find the truth. There's no building 9, building 13. There's no building that just fell for no reason when it comes to coronavirus. And if there was, fucking Alex Jones would have told me about it. He would have texted me. Anyways, I'm happy to know that you guys are dealing with the same frustrations as me, and I hope you guys can keep your heads up. But there's some people out here in Nevada who can't keep their heads up, and I'm going to tell you why with our first news article. Nevada has a 28.2% jobless rate, the worst in the U.S., and obviously the worst in state history. Let's read. More than one-fourth of Nevada's workforce is out of the job, with an April unemployment rate of 28.2%. That's the worst in the nation, and the worst any state has seen since the national jobless rate was estimated at 25% in 1933 during the depths of the Great Depression. State officials say they are sobering numbers. Sobering, not for me. They're not sobering numbers. I've been drunk every day, goddammit. I ain't got no job. I got no kids. Quote, they are sobering numbers, far in excess of anything we have experienced as a state before now, said David Schmidt, chief economist for the Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehab, the NDETR, Nevada has been hit especially hard by the coronavirus pandemic because so many of its jobs are tied to travel, tourism, and hospitality. He said Nevada's accommodation and food service industry alone lost nearly 41% of its jobs compared with last April. Nevada now has the highest unemployment rate of any state in any month dating back to 1976. Oh, I'm thinking of 1776. That's when America was founded. Back in 1976, when consistent data became available, he told reporters during a teleconference. Michigan has the second worst rate at 22.7, followed by Hawaii at 22.3. Nevada's unemployment rate was at an all-time low of 3.6 in February. So we went from 3.6, almost no one had no job. It was just a whole state full of job-ass motherfuckers, just jobbing around, just having jobs. Fucking jobs, working jobs, kitchen jobs, bathroom jobs, casino jobs, blow jobs, hand jobs, fucking casino. What am I even trying to say? I just really wanted to get a blowjob joke in there. So 3.6 in February, man, it really changed, didn't it? Coronavirus did that. So now no one has a fucking job and only, 300 people died. Now, that's not good that 300 people died, but 300 people dying in Southern Nevada, not that crazy. Not that crazy. I don't know if you remember about this story called One October, where 56 people died in like an hour. That was fucking crazy. And now we had 300 people die in the past April, May, 3 months, and everyone's fucking crying about it. I don't mean to sound like I have no empathy or like I have no sympathy. I still don't know the difference between those words, by the way. But it just seems like, dude, what the fuck is everyone crying about? I feel like things could just be worse, you know? And I don't know where this unemployment money comes from. I'm sure it comes from the businesses, which now every business is going to be out of business at some point, right? I wish I knew what the fuck I was talking about. It's just, I know that something's up. It's concerning. I just don't really know. I don't know what I'm supposed to believe anymore. Whatever. I don't even know why we talk about this, because at the end of the topic every single time, I go, meh, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about. One thing I do know what I'm talking about, though, is the new Tony Hawk's Pro Skater's coming out, and I made a change.org petition, and for some fucking reason, I only got 13 signatures. What the hell are you guys thinking? We want to keep Guttermouth off the new Tony Hawk game. If you guys don't know Guttermouth, I'll give you a quick preview. What the fuck is this shit? I refuse to live in a world where Tony Hawk supports child abuse. Listen to these lyrics. Get your dad a beer. Get your punk ass out of here. I think our son's retarded. Hey, mom and dad, sports are great if you like touching other men. I filled my mom's prescription. We're talking about fucking prescription pharmacy fraud. We're talking about anti-gay shit. We're talking about the word of the retarded word, which sometimes in the right context, it's okay if you, whatever. We're talking about child abuse. And it just sounds weird. We're all doing it with a weird fucking hillbilly voice. I don't understand it. And I call for action. No, 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 no. We need help. We need to put a stop to this. I'll tell you guys why I made this change.org petition. There was another one, a much more clever one, that said keep trapped off of Tony Hawk. Another song that sucks. A lot of shitty songs on there, to be honest with you guys. Not that many good songs. I would say more bad songs than good songs, and that's not because I don't like that genre of music. I'm just saying I know a bad song when I fucking see it. Even the hip-hop songs on there are fucking god-awful terrible. Some of them. There's one or two that are okay. Anyways, I saw that somebody made this petition, and they were getting donations. What the fuck? I didn't even know you could just randomly get donations. You're not even donating to anything. Like, donations don't go to stop music production on the new game. So I don't know what the I don't know what the fuck that was, but once I saw that there was money to be made, I got in there. I'm trying to scam this shit too. Somebody came up with a good scam, I'm copying it. Okay, I'm sorry. That's the way fucking life works. I'm copying this goddamn shit. I need you guys to go on fucking change.org/stopguttermouth on THPS. We need to stop it. And when it becomes viral, I know none of you guys are going to donate because you're smart. Smart people. But there's dumb people out there that would be like, wow, what if I donate money, you think it'll help? And then their fucking conscience goes, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you donate money to change.org, this guy named Steve O, who started the petition, gets the money, that'll definitely help in some way. Oh, cool, I'm going to donate $7. I saw donations coming up live. Maybe they were real. Maybe they were fake. The ultimate scam would be if they think they're donating to me, but they're actually donating to change.org. That would be a real scam. I hope that's not the case. Also, how much does change.org take as a cut? 5%? 10%? Doesn't matter, because I was hoping I'd make $1 million. But once again, my dreams are fucking over. Thanks to Guttermouth! Way to go, guys! Get your dad a beer! So now Ninja Lifestyle has no money over here. Fuck you! Thank you, assholes, and Tony Hawk, for making another game that's the same fucking game. Pissing me off with that shit. Where's my money? I deserve it. What an entitled bitch. Guy copies another guy's change.org petition and expects to make money. What a fucking idiot. Anyways, one thing you guys might not know is I cut my hair. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I've gotten a haircut. What happened to all my hair? Well, I donated it. And I said I was going to donate it to cancer, but I lied. I lied to you guys. I gave it to a homeless man. No, I'm joking. I gave it to children with hair loss, which makes me laugh. It's not funny. It's not fucking funny. But when I picture the charity called Children with Hair Loss, I just think of a lot of people, like, it's only the front of their hair. There's just one bald spot where, you know how, like, the old man looks in like, The Office and all those fucking shows? It just makes me laugh. Or there's a bunch of fucking 12-year-olds with only the front of their head is bald, or like really receding hairline. Oh, man. I got a homie who was 18 and had a whole fucking head of gray hair. That's insane to me. He could have been in that fucking charity. It probably is caused by cancer, right? But it's just funny they couldn't have called. Why didn't they just call it Kids Who Need Hair from Cancer? They just called it ChildrenWithHairLoss.com or whatever. I sent my hair to them, whatever. Sent it in the mail. It was very easy. I just had to cut my hair, chopped it off, put it in a ponytail, put it in the mail, sent it off, you're done. I've donated, I don't get money. They wanted to send me a certificate. I don't want that shit. Okay? You know what's important? The kids need hair. That's all that matters. I don't need a certificate to feel good about myself for providing hair for a small child with male pattern baldness. That's That's enough for me. That's enough to make me feel good. And that's what's really important here, is how good I feel about this charity that I've done. You know what would have really made me a dickhead? And I see people do this all the time. And I hope that you guys agree with me. Is when you do something nice for, let's say, charity or the homeless or something like that. And it has to be filmed and you have to post about it. I had this friend. I'm not going to name him by name. But every single Christmas, he would go on Facebook and write, I have a lot of extra money this year. Tag anyone who's in need and I'll donate anonymously and donate to them. But first off, the whole idea at its core is fucking stupid because it's not anonymous. You're tagging someone. You're letting them know. And then you have to find out their address. And then I also found out that what he was doing is he would donate, like, he would give all these gifts and then he would wait for them to answer the door and then drive away. Like, oh, you got me. Brrr. Like consciously wait to be noticed and then drive away. Probably filmed a couple of them too. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm not saying that that shouldn't be done. You know what? The people who need the attention, as long as they're doing something, that's fine with me or whatever. But there's got to be that. Do you guys have that weird itch too? Sometimes you're like, what the fuck? You need this attention? Like, you can't just do a good deed and have it be a good deed. And then they go, well, if I film it and put it on YouTube, maybe it'll inspire other people to do the same. It's like, okay. Or maybe this is just your weird flex. I find it hard to believe. I think it's a plus that maybe someone else would want to do it because they saw you do it. But I don't think that was the root of donating toys to kids. So basically I'm erasing my entire point because I'm bragging about it to you guys on a podcast that I donated my hair. What a fucking hypocrite, you piece of shit ninja lifestyle. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite about a lot of things. In fact, moving on to my next topic, hypocritical about going on hikes. I really believe that whenever I'm not hiking, I feel like I might have fun on a hike. I look at it, I think to myself, wow, a trail. Wouldn't that be fun to walk up and down and then maybe see some animals? Maybe a waterfall or a creek or some lizards or maybe a little chipmunk jumping from cactus to cactus. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, I thought so. Except we went hiking yesterday. We brought the dog. He has his special dog shoes for hiking in. We take him out. It's, what do you say, like 95,000 degrees fucking outside. I'm dying. Everyone's dying. We brought only one bottle of water each. Koopa got so fucking hot, overheated, walking. He just collapsed. He said, he looked at me and said, man, I don't want to walk no more. I'm done with this shit. I'd rather lay it. He said, I'd rather lay in this ground and just lay there in the hot ass rocks and just sit here. I don't want to walk no more. Koopa is a very hard fucking shell to crack. Egg to crack, nut to crack. I be trying to crack that fucking dog over the head sometimes. He's hard to crack, okay? And he cracked under the fucking heat. It kind of annoyed Lily because she wanted to keep going hiking. She wanted to find this waterfall, keep walking. To tell you the truth, though, I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad because I was dead-ass tired, too. Went back to the car and the whole fucking hiking trip was ruined. But it was actually ruined before we even did that because we went to this hike at another place called Spring Mountain Ranch. We start to pull up there. There's a park ranger. He has it blocked off. Said no one's allowed in. Too many people are here. I'm like, it's a giant wide open desert. It's too many people. Too many people. Park's at its capacity. There's no fucking way. I'm telling you guys right now, there's no fucking way that this thing could be at capacity. It's a giant, humongous desert filled with multiple different hiking paths and shit like that. So anyways, it's about noon. We're like, when's it going to open? They say it might open around 1. Maybe it'll open, maybe it won't. I don't fucking know. I'm just a park ranger. I don't fucking know. Then he flipped his hair at me and said, fuck you, asshole. And then he smashed a beer and drank it and stone cold stunned me. And then I had to fucking leave with a sore neck. So we went back to the next trail called some bullshit trail or whatever. And we walk out there. The dog fucking overheated. We came back. I was pretty happy about it. Came back home, took a nap. I've been sleeping a lot lately. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe I'm depressed clinically because I woke up, I slept like, let's say 7 hours, come home, go on a hike or whatever, come home. Then I take a nap for like 4 hours. That's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. Now I've been sleeping out of this 24-hour day. And then I go to sleep again at night. I go to sleep at like 2, wake up again at fucking whatever, noon, another 10 hours of sleep. And look at me right now. I've been sleeping all this extra time. After this podcast, I might go sit on a fucking couch and fall asleep. What's going on here? I don't know. Last time I talked to you guys was a week ago on Friday, and I didn't know how we were going to spend our night because everything's closed, but slowly and surely, some of these places have been reopening. Last week, we went to the only bar in Las Vegas that was open 24/7. I'll tell you how they did it. Pretty interesting stuff right there. We walked in. We were lucky enough to get a table, and there's no chairs at the bar. So you can't lean on the bar. You can't walk up to the bar. You can't play casino games at the bar. Can't do nothing at the bar. You sit down. They had 3, 4, 5 servers. They get your drink, walk up to the bartender. Bartender makes it real quick, gives it to the server. Server gives it to you. They start your tab, and they spray everything down. Everyone's wearing masks, and you just sit at the table and drink. And it was great. Stay there till like 2 in the morning. It was a real good time. It was super far away. But now, I think more places are open like that. And that'll probably be happening where you guys are at. I know a lot of you guys probably aren't big bar flies the way that me and Lily are. We like to go to the bar, man. I like to gamble. She likes to just be out of the house. She likes to just do something social, more people to look at, more shit to do. You can get more fancy drinks. Might get a Moscow Mule, maybe a White Russian here and there. Me, I keep it simple. Vodka soda. Maybe a lime if you got it. If you don't got it, don't worry about it. Racked up a bill of about $80, which wasn't bad at all. $80 wasn't bad at all? Shit. For these types of drinks and fucking coronavirus around, we paid it. We had a great time. I'm wondering if the same thing's going to happen now. I don't know. Looks like we're having some issues with Twitch, which is fine by me because I'm out of topics anyway. So, I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. Let me know your thoughts on the petition. We want to get Guttermouth off of Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Let me know what's going on in your city, town, or country with the coronavirus. Civil unrest. Is it making people go crazy? Is there people trying to vote your governor out of office? I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on people showing off when they try to do something nice for charity. Do they have to always film it? I think not. Also, what about hiking, dude? Is it fun? I went out there hiking. All I see is trees and rocks. It's not like hiking in another place, I imagine, with like real trees. I don't even see trees, actually. I lied to you right now. All we see is small bushes like those tumbleweeds. Nothing but tumbleweeds and rocks and maybe one lizard. There's no real wildlife. There's never been a snake. There's no bird. No animals can fucking live out there. It's too hot. It's terrible. You know what I got to do? I got to go hiking elsewhere. That would be the ticket. Anyways, also, let me know what's going on with bars where you guys are at. Because that shit that I was talking about earlier, the bar was open, but you can't walk up to the actual bar place. There's no bar stool or whatever. Is that happening where you guys are at? Or is everything still super locked down? Because if that's the case, that sounds terrible. Hopefully you guys are able to get some skateboarding done. Can everybody in the chat give me a oh hell yeah so I can shout out everyone who survived the Twitch connection error real quick? Also, I want to remind you guys that if you tuned in late today, all you have to do to watch the podcast is rewatch it on Sunday. It comes out on YouTube, also iTunes and Podbean. Shout out to iBook Boy, Gyges, Solidiosis, Hammy of Doom, iBook Boy, Vulgar Tech, Gyges, 902 Rider, and whoever else got here. I don't blame you guys for leaving when Twitch fucks up, because I do the same thing. If somebody's stream is skipping or whatever, I just go on to somebody else. There's so many cool people to watch on Twitch that you want to go and do it. But don't worry, just because the podcast is over doesn't mean the stream will be over. If you want to watch the stream live, don't forget we give away free shit every single episode. All you have to do is tune in on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. I also want to take this time to shout out Falsher Gold, who has been extremely supportive today, donating $7-$8, also donating gift subs to Tacos the Casual, Sick Gaming Skills. Shout out to Captain Canuck, giving a gift subscribe to Kezcade. Kid Archie got one, Drunkle got one, INO resubscribed his for 17 months, Hammy of Doom supported, and also OG Mickey. You guys, I appreciate all the support. It's not like I'm not trying to earn it. I'm trying to be entertaining, and it lets me know that I'm doing something right, so I appreciate all the things that you put in to the podcast and all the support you give me here on Twitch and on YouTube. But I want you guys to appreciate what the fuck I'm doing too, goddammit. I'm trying to make this shit funny. I'm trying to make it real. I'm trying to make it make you laugh, make you cry. And you guys, you know what you do to me? You make me sing. Because every time that somebody subscribes, I sing a nice little song, which you guys haven't had a chance to hear on stream yet. And you're not going to hear it today. It's a special secret thing for non-podcast viewers only. So I will see you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Let's play that motherfucking intro, outro, motherfucker what? Get your bad beer, but boom, mom didn't get your punk ass out of here. My son retarded and touches men, and I'm gonna fill my mom prescription. Terrible song! Fucking sign the petition! God damn it.